Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. Ultrasit parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center, 106 Scar Street in Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. KC2WI. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Not too much. I think I figured out a problem I was seeing with Notepad was doing it, and Notepad Plus Plus I have on this computer. But I first observed it in Firefox. I don't know if I ever tried it with Explorer. And when you were on the message board or something, and you went to do a reply, and when you started typing a text, it was a very how shall I say, broken up, so to speak. It was almost like you were typing with a typewriter that had a ribbon that was out of ink, really what it kind of looked like. You know, so you get these broken characters and very strange situation. And after a while, I noticed it was doing that on more than one computer. And according to some research, typical Microsoft issued a Windows update that caused this problem on Vista and XP. He didn't list 7. Windows Server 2003, I don't know. You know, typical Microsoft. Then there's a fix for some other updates, but they didn't really issue that update. And, you know, you had to wait around through some typical gobbledygook Microsoft website, which presents you, says, oh, download this thing to fix it, but when you download it, it's two different things, and the first thing is the original update, and then the computer says, oh, you don't need this update, or it doesn't apply, or something. You just got to wonder about those people. They don't communicate very well, if nothing else. But it looks like that was actually the problem on this one, and I got another one I'm going to try it on and see if it fixes it. Other than that, I was doing real good today with productivity until I decided I had to go into town and do some things, and boy, it just never seems to be a quick run. And I did, although I did go have a late lunch or early dinner or whatever at Lloyd's. I was getting really hungry, so you know, that takes me for half an hour, but anyway, it's actually not all that cold, relatively speaking. It's still 13 degrees. I was surprised. KC2WI.
Roger, it was not cold at all today. I mean, once it warmed up, I was 20 below in the morning, but once the afternoon came along, it wasn't too bad, considering what I thought we were going to have. All right, well, good luck with that. Yeah, Microsoft has a history of doing those things, that's for sure. All right, Pete, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins.
N2PFM.
N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on?
I was busy on the computer and didn't get in here right away. Anyway, we got a temperature of 16 degrees on the mountainside. The temperature range today was -7 to 16, and so far it's staying at that. But that's only supposed to get down to 14 tonight. But tomorrow night's going to be a different story. I started getting lots of wood in the house, and ever some more. The LP tank in the back got filled today, so was down to about 15%, so that's filled up now also. I'm using a fair amount of that in addition to the wood stove in that sub-zero weather. So, what can I say? Anyway, that's about all that's going on. Nothing much, so I'll say God bless and 73 is M2PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, thanks for checking in there, and you won't have to use one of you as much fuel tonight, that's for sure. So, and maybe we can get some sun. We had some though here in the last couple days, in the last 3 days. We had a little bit of sun here and there, so at least we're getting some of that. And I know that'll help you with your solar panels up there. All right, George. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
KA2ZNZ.
KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff, and everybody on board. And, kind of quiet this evening. And, the wife had, some medical take care of this morning, which came out fine. And, as you get older, you tend to end up with more appointments than you really want. But anyways, it wasn't too bad at 8. Warmed up pretty good. And I don't know what we're at right now. 20 degrees. Just about 20 degrees. So, it's supposed to be around that tomorrow. So that's for another day. And then tomorrow night, it's back down to below zero again. Oh well. That's the way it goes. Other than that, don't have too much exciting to talk about. So I won't hold it. 73's all around. KA2ZNZ.
Alright, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in there, and hope everybody feels better. And appreciate you there checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, just working today. Wish there was more to report, but there isn't. So gotta work here a little bit tonight, and then back again at it tomorrow. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service now. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Pete, George, and Jack for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KD2AIT. Hello, Jeff. Jeff, have you got a minute? Because I don't think I sent you the I-10 report for last month. Since you got a second there, you know, it's quite short.
Roger.
Okay. You and KC2NBU, actually, I don't have either. Okay, number 179 routine, KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York, February 1. Going to your station break. January, Octan report, stations 1062. I repeat, 1062. Traffic 302. sessions, 3-1. 7-3 break. Mark, KB2KLJ, my assistant at manager. And level traffic, now zero.
Roger, copy. Sound like a busy mud. KD2AAT.
Yeah, a lot of check-ins. Of course, you know, we check several repeaters, so... because we cover such a large area. Okay, very good. Thanks, Jeff. Looking for any additional stations. We're in the Mount Pleasant.
This is... N2WBX. Good evening. No traffic.
N2WBX. Good evening, Dennis. Thank you for checking in. Looking for additional stations. With or without traffic. Any additional stations for Arctan? Thank you both for tuning in. Much appreciated, as always. 7-3 to you. Have a good evening. A good day tomorrow. K-A-2-0-0.